Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you God's word against the pride of success. I'm talking to you from Isaiah chapter 23, verse 9, where we read this. The Lord of hosts has purposed it to bring to dishonor the pride of all glory, to bring into contempt all the honorable of the earth. Again, that's Isaiah chapter 23, verse 9. Now, the Lord God spoke these words through the prophet Isaiah, and he spoke them against the great city of Tyre. In biblical times, Tyre was the leading city of Phoenicia, the great sea power of the ancient world. Because it was such an important harbor and shipping center, Tyre was synonymous with commerce and materialism. Tyre was an inland city and an island city. The Assyrians and Babylonians conquered the inland city, just as Isaiah prophesied. In 332 BC, Alexander the Great conquered the island city. In Isaiah's word against Tyre, God mainly spoke against the city's great pride. Isaiah 23 tells how the merchants of the world will mourn when judgment comes against the city. It also tells us something interesting about Tyre in Isaiah chapter 23, verse 8. Who has taken this counsel against Tyre, the crowning city, whose merchants are princes, whose traders are the honorable of the earth? This means that Tyre was a city where money and success ruled. In ancient Tyre, the merchants are princes, and the traders are the honorable of the earth. Again, as it says in Isaiah 23, 8. To be a leader or an honorable person in ancient Tyre, one did not need to be of royal heritage or to be a good or honest person. The only thing you needed was to be successful in business. Yet, all of their success just made them proud. So as it says in Isaiah 23, 9, the Lord of hosts has purposed it to bring to dishonor the pride of all glory. Tyre had become proud and full of self-glory, but the Lord of hosts had purposed to judge and humble Tyre, and Isaiah the prophet announced it. Thinking about ancient Tyre and the judgment God brought against them should make us soberly consider our own standing with God. Are you successful? Has God graciously granted fruit to your work? Take care that you are not proud and self-reliant. Give special opportunity for the self-searching that the Holy Spirit does in the heart of everyone who asks Him to do it. There are many people who stand strong against the trials of adversity, who ultimately fail when they are confronted with the trials of success. We must remind ourselves that success has its own set of temptations and trials. And one of the great tests of success is dealing with the tendency of pride. As always, we can look to Jesus. Was there anyone more successful or anyone who had ever achieved more than Jesus? I don't think so. Yet we rightly honor our humble Savior, who even knowing that all things had been given to Him, He washed feet humbly, as we read of in John chapter 13. So learn from what Isaiah said to the ancient city of Tyre. If God has granted you success, thank Him for it, and enjoy it in every proper way. But determine to ruthlessly deal with the tendency to pride, so that God does not determine to bring dishonor to the pride of all glory in your life as he did to the city of Tyre. You can bring this before the Lord today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.